the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Farm Studios. Talk some more high school football. This past weekend, the Emory Spartans falling to Pace in a highly entertaining game. First half was super competitive. Emory falls 31-7, led 7-0 for about 22 of the first 24 minutes of the ball game. Had a 7-6 lead until the final seconds of the first half. Like I said, a very, very competitive game. Payson wore Emory down, pulled away late. Spartans are now 0-3. You can get your complete game recap at CastleCountryRadio.com, and we're going to talk about that and what lies ahead this Friday as Emory takes on the Manti Templars. Joining us over the phone right now, we have Coach John Famalo. Coach, as always, a pleasure.
I appreciate having me on, Jordan.
As always, Coach, definitely. Let's talk about Friday's contest. A road loss to the Payson Lions, a game in which you guys controlled for the first, 22 minutes of the contest before Payson put up two late touchdowns in the first half, and from that point on, it seemed like they gained control and they never let up.
Yeah, I mean, we started off well out of the gates. We give up that touchdown right before the half. Like I say, they scored two there, but one before the half really hurt, and so go down 14-7 rather than 7-7 at half. And they're a big physical team, and the second half they got away from passing the ball and just kind of running it right at us. And a big physical team, and we got a little overwhelmed on size, and so that's kind of how they ended up.
I kind of felt like there was some fatigue, Coach, within the team. At least that's the way it looked later on in the third quarter. Seemed like you guys were able to kind of handle what they wanted to throw at you offensively for those first two quarters. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah. I mean, we were a little gassed. Again, I got a lot of young kids that, played a game on Thursday, part of a game on Thursday, and then, played Friday. And so, as a coaching staff, we talked about that and figuring out a way to address that to keep our kids semi-fresh because we are young. And playing a Thursday and a Friday game makes it a little bit tougher.
Defensively, what Payson threw at you guys, I didn't feel like they really overwhelmed the offense, Coach. I know 7 points, and it was kind of a short field off of the interception from Sorensen. But at the same time, I felt like you guys could move the football on this team. I mean, Kyson went over 100 yards. Rance, as far as running the football, he had like 30 yards or something like that, averaged close to 3 yards per carry. I didn't feel that Payson was dominating you guys defensively in this game.
No, first half, like I say, we were really good at moving the ball. We had a hard time moving some of their front three. I mean, they were some pretty good up front. And so that second half, I think, with Jesse being a little gimped up and a little fatigue, it was harder to get those guys to move. And, and score dictates what you kind of do, too. And so, I don't think we ran the ball as well second half just for the fact we could have a hard time moving them and then a little bit of fatigue. So, but I felt like, the first half when we were fresh and we could, get on guys, but we moved the ball just fine.
You mentioned Jesse not being 100%. Ashton Rowley didn't play in this game as well. And as we look at Payson on the front line, Coach, it's senior after senior. I mean, this is a veteran group. It's basically the team that we saw 3 years ago when we traveled to Payson and picked up a victory. It's kind of that same squad. At least that's kind of the way I viewed it. A lot of these kids were playing then as sophomores, and I think the experience definitely played a factor. I'm sure not having Ashton didn't help matters.
Yeah, Ashton's a big part of what we do, especially up front. But they have a ton of seniors on their team, and it comes in ebbs and flows in football, and they're on an upswing right now. And so Coach Campbell and his crew is getting those kids ready, and I thought they did a good job. They're a big physical team. I was impressed with them.
Coach, we always talk about Kyson Stilson, and again, one of the very few seniors on this team, and he has to shoulder a lot. I felt like in this game, Kyson, he showed a lot of determination. He took a couple of hits late in the game, and it felt, while the game was getting out of control there in the third quarter, I kind of felt like he made a couple of nice reads running the football, not forcing it through the air, but actually using his feet to pick up some yardage.
That's what I appreciate about Kyson this past game is, he was being competitive. He doesn't pull the ball a ton on those reads, but, he felt like, hey, I need to make something happen, and, he did. He got some first downs with his feet, and so, I think hopefully things continue to progress with him that way, but, that's what he'll give you. He's always going to be competitive no matter what the score is, and so, as a kid, he's always going to help us that way.
I know he came up a little weak. It appeared to be his ankle from the broadcast booth. Is he okay following? It looked like, I guess, he just rolled his ankle.
It was an injury sustained in practice on his foot. And so, again, we're still evaluating him. Hopefully, you know, he'll be ready to go this Friday. But kind of just playing it by ear. And, you know, he seems to be fine. But you never know with those things.
We did get a chance to look at Seth Justice because of the injury. He was 2 of 4, 37 yards. I know it's a different look for Payson. They had their second unit in at that point in time in the game. But would Seth be the next man up if Kyson was unable to go on Friday?
Yeah, Seth would be. You know, he's a smart football player, heady kid, and he knows the game of football. You know, physically, he's going to continue to grow and get, you know, mature that way. That's probably the only thing. Just physically, he's not there yet. But at the same time, I think he's a smart enough kid to get the ball in hands of players that we need to hopefully, you know, find some success there too.
Coach, when I go over the final statistics from the game on Friday, I had Emory Dennis 3 of 11 on third down efficiency. Obviously, that's something that has to improve no matter who you're playing, be it a 4A, 3A, 2A, 1A school. Third down efficiency seemed to be an issue on Friday.
Yeah, no, we had a few. I mean, we come out that first half. I mean, I think we had 2 3-and-outs, you know, and that makes it tough. You know, you come out and you put each other drive and, you know, maybe get yourself in a position to score and or get a field goal, and, you know, it's a different ball game. But, you know, those 3-and-outs, that made it tough. Again, part of it was we struggled running the ball, and so we had to, you know, pass the ball a little bit more. And, you know, they dropped 8 and rushed 3, and, you know, when Kyson could move, he moved. But at the same time, I think we have to establish the run, and, you know, I think that'll help, you know, second and 5, a 3rd and 2, something that's manageable. 3rd and 10s are tough. Playbook shrinks down, and, you know, teams can tee off on you, and, you know, that's what they did. They sent a lot of pressure and set, you know, man pressed us on our edges, and that made it tough.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach John Famalo, the Emory Sport and Football Team. Coach, we will look ahead to Friday. It's the final non-region game of the first season of the football year. You guys will get Manti. This is a pretty talented team as well. I mean, they're always well-coached, always well-prepared, and they have a quarterback that can sling the football in Kyle King. You go back to last season, Manti was a different team when he was out on the field, and I think we kind of they've proven that again this year.
Yeah, no, I mean, he throws the ball well. He's got the Thompson kid. He's a great receiver on the edge, and they're tied in. Number 7, don't know his name, but, again, another they have big receivers. And so, you know, that's watching him on film. They do a great job of throwing the ball, and, you know, he's kind of the kingpin. He can throw it up there, and then he's got receivers that can go and get it.
This past week, looking at the way the secondary played, I mean, there were several positives. I was thoroughly impressed with Quentin Sorensen. He had a couple of big plays, nice defensive plays down the field. Coach, where do you feel the secondary is at right now, and is this a good test for you guys moving into region play after this week?
Yeah, it is. You know, I thought Q had a great game, and, you know, he picked up from where he left off in Grand, and it was a kid that, you know, has been down the line as far as, hey, what are we looking at for, you know, safeties, and, you know, a kid that's made some plays for us the last 2 weeks. And so, you know, hopefully he'll continue to improve and see things and get better that way. I thought my corners played better. You know, with the exception of that last play for the second half, we've got to somehow nip that in the bud. But, you know, I feel confident about our secondary. We're young. We're not real big. But at the same time, these kids are gamers, and they'll get after it.
You know, I love the 3A North, 3A South non-region games. It tells us a lot, especially 3 weeks into the season. Coach, over the past 3 weeks, are you seeing that gradual improvement from this team?
Yeah, I thought we took a big step forward against that Payson team. That Payson team was a good team, but at the same time, I felt like we were competitive versus the other 2 weeks. I think we struggled out of the gates, and so, you know, we kind of dug ourselves a hole this week or this past week. I thought we, you know, we grew up a little bit. We still got a long ways to go, but I felt a lot better where we're at and where we're going to be, you know, with the region coming up next week.
Yeah, the growing pains are obviously something that every team's going to encounter when you have so much youth on your squad. Coach, were the 2 touchdowns that Payson put up at the end of the first half, is that something that's a learning experience for a younger group? And what I mean by that is maybe a team that has more senior leadership, they don't really worry about that kind of they can blow that kind of stuff off. But for a younger team, I mean, to have a lead the majority of the first half and then lose it right at the end of the first half, it just seems like it could be more deflating.
Oh yeah, it is. I mean, that's part of the mental challenge with young kids is you play with them. They gotta recognize, you know, you gotta play all, you know, 48 minutes. And so that's what we're realizing is, you know, we can come out of the gate strong. We just need to be able to figure out how to sustain that. And again, when the chips are laid down and you're down in the hole, you gotta continue to grind it out. And, you know, they'll learn. And I think that's what you said with the experience. I think if you had an older group, they learn how to work through that. And this younger group's trying to figure that out. And hopefully they will.
You got to teach younger kids. You got to teach them how to win, right? I mean, that's it's vague, but it's fair at the same time.
No, I mean that's where we're at. You know, we haven't had a lot of success these last couple of years, and so, you know, getting that mindset of hey, you know, you get down, there's still opportunities to work stuff in, and not getting down in your head mentally. You know, being mentally tough to be able to withstand some of those things, and so. Yeah, you got to teach kids how to win. That's a tough one to do, especially if you haven't had a whole lot of success in the past.
No, I love at the end of this game, Coach, you guys took a timeout. You sent Brock Winter out to kick a field goal. I mean, obviously, when you have a young team on the line, there's no time like game time. I mean, you can go over reps all day long in practice if you want, but there's just something different when it's in a live-action varsity game.
Oh, yeah. No, that's you can try to rep all you can in practice, but, you know, it's a whole different animal when you get in on Friday night under the lights. And so I think my young kids are starting to figure that out. And so it's one thing they've got to figure out how to, you know, replicate and practice for themselves mentally to be able to prepare on themselves for Friday.
Coach, do you change anything knowing that you have one more game to actually get set for region when they actually start to count, or do you just try to build off of what you've done the last 3 weeks?
I think we had a great starting point, you know, with this last week, the way we played. And so I think we, you know, I don't think there's a whole lot of changes. It's personnel is where you're at, and moving kids around and or trying to find the right combinations. And so, you know, that's probably the most adjustments that we'll make that way and, you know, trying to figure out, you know, who's banged up, who needs rest, and things like that for us. But so far as game plan, it's, you know, it's the same. I mean, not a whole lot of, you know, tricks and things that we can throw in the bag at that point. We, you know, football to me, you keep it as simple as you can for these kids, and then they can play fast. If you throw a lot of wrinkles and, you know, and smoke and mirrors, it only gets you so far.
I still think this team's in fine shape, Coach. I mean, I'm looking around the 3A North, and again, I know once league play begins, things will be a little bit more clear. But, I mean, look at the schedule. You guys don't have a lot of home games, but at the same time, the parity in this region, I think, is going to carry over from last season. I think there's a lot of opportunity for teams.
No, and I say that's what I keep telling my kids. You know, preseason, this next game, we want to win. We want to position ourselves, but you know, it's the ones that are after that that count, that position us for, you know, getting in the playoffs and getting a good seed in the playoffs and, you know, hopefully getting a home playoff seed is what we want.
Well, Coach, I always appreciate the time. Thank you again. Best of luck on Friday, and I know we'll talk again soon.
Hey, thanks, Jordan. Appreciate everything.
Again, that's Coach John Famalo with the Emory Spartan football team breaking down this past Friday's contest. Coming up this Friday, Emory Manti. Live coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. Kickoff is set for 7. The final non-region game of the season. It all counts after this one. Make sure you tune in or at least get out and support the Spartans. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return.